Tune into Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Psy's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Psy's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. It is exactly 40 minutes past 9 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Today is the 16th of July 2015 and you're tuned to our Asia Stream. We are coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual epicenter of the universe. Current weather conditions in the abode of Supreme Peace are pleasant. With the monsoon tracking almost normally, minimum temperatures 24, maximum 33 degrees Celsius. Late yesterday evening we had some rains. General outlook for the day, a mix of sun and cloud. More sun than cloud actually, and it is pleasantly breezy right now with the tinge of humidity. Thank you so much for your company on Morning Glory on Thursday Live, your all-day live connection to the Divine Valley. My name is Karuna and I'd like to begin by offering myself at the lotus feet of the Lord of the Universe, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Apart from being my personal hero, Bhagwan Baba is also the voice, the ears, the heart and soul of Radio Sai. Now, on behalf of our entire team at Radio Psy, that includes those of us you hear often and others who work diligently behind the scenes, we send out loving greetings in advance for Eid to all our Muslim brothers and sisters. Eid is likely to be celebrated in India tomorrow or day after, depending on the sighting of the moon. In Prashanthi Nilayam, we will be celebrating this important festival on Saturday, July the 18th. Actually, we love to celebrate life every single day here in Prashanthi. This is a tradition that our beloved Bhagwan started and it continues to be honored. Here are a few current highlights from Prashanthi Nilayam. We are 2 weeks short of the Guru Purnima festival, which falls on Friday, July the 31st this year. A number of important world conferences will be taking place on the sidelines of the Guru Purnima festival. Prashanthi Nilayam will witness cultural presentations from Balvika's children from the states of Punjab, Goa and Maharashtra in the coming days. The ashram is currently gearing up for the big day. Work is going on round the clock to get the South Indian canteen renovated in time for the big festival of Guru Purnima. Western canteen, of course, will reopen on July the 22nd. In honor of the Guru of Gurus, our Sadguru Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, who we connect with as our Divine Mother, Morning Glory will take off with a wonderful musical treat. For the first time ever, this presentation is being debuted on Morning Glory this morning. See, for most of us, Bhagwan is everything. He is the reason, the cause for our existence. He's like a loving mother who has taught us how to live in the world, as well as the world within, as well as the world without. Thus, without him, there is naturally a vacuum in our lives. So here is a very special song, Pyari Ma, which is about this tussle in the heart of the children of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, where on the one hand we know that he's within us and on the other we still miss his form. Dear listeners, I'm very pleased to inform you that Pyari Ma is being debuted on Morning Glory exclusively for your listening pleasure. The lyricist of this heart-touching, heart-rending song is Sai University alumnus, Mr. Ashutosh Pandit. The very melodious and sweet-sounding children's chorus in this song has been sung by the grade 5 and 6 children from Bhagwan's primary school here in Prashanthi Nilayam. The adult singers are Radio Sai's very own and very talented Anirudh and Anand. The commentary is by Radio Sai's Mr. Raghuram Bhatt. And music has been arranged by our in-house musical genie, Anirudh, of Team Radio Sai. Here then is a soul-stirring song which we would love for you to enjoy before we dive into the rest of the menu planned for Morning Glory this morning. Have a listen, please.
तुम्हारा रिश्ता इस दिल से दिल ही समझ पाएगा, दूर होके भी तुमसे तुम्हारा एहसास करवाएगा, पर आज तुम्हारी यादों में खोया किसी बात पर ये रूठा है, ओ मां तुम बिन बेजुबा होने की शिकायत कर बैठा है, बेजुबा होने की शिकायत कर बैठा है।
Thank you.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory on July the 16th, 2015. It is 9:50 in Prashanthi Nilayam right now, and you just heard the musical offering at the lotus feet, Sai Ma, Pyari Ma, dedicated to the dearest mother of all mothers, Mother Sai. Sai University alumnus Mr. Ashutosh Pandit composed those beautiful lyrics of the song, and the sweet voices in the children's choir were those of Bhagwan's very own darlings, his little children from grade 5 and 6 from the primary school here in Prashanthi. The adult singers were Radio Sai's Anand and Anirudh. Commentary was provided by Mr. Raghuram Bhatt of Radio Sai, and the music arranged by Radio Sai's Anirudh. Now, at the end of today's Morning Glory, I will tell you how you can download this song today itself. And next week, I will tell you the meaning of this beautiful song. So please stay with us on the show as I will share some important details about downloading this song with you at the end of the show. With that, it is now time to play this morning's exclusive Learning with Love interview with Mr. Vaidyanathan Iyer of Bangalore. In this interview, Mr. Iyer shares some startling experiences that he has, that have taught him life lessons that can stand the test of time. Over now to Learning with Love with Mr. Vaidyanathan Iyer of Bangalore. Have a listen, please. Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome to Learning with Love, where we hear from devotees of Baba the lessons they have drawn from their association with the avatar. Our guest today is Mr. Vaidyanathan R. Iyer, who is the Business Unit Executive with IBM Security Solutions at IBM India. He is responsible for cross-brand security solutions business in India and South Asia. An expert in the information security domain of the information technologies industry, he has been associated with organizations like Apple, Computer Associates, Intransa Incorporate, among others. Mr. Vaidyanathan Iyer graduated with distinction from the New York Institute of Technology, Old Westbury, New York, USA, and he holds an MS in Management. Sai Ram, Mr. Iyer, and welcome to Learning with Love on Radio Sai.
Sai Ram, Madam, Sai Ram.
It's rather interesting and somewhat intriguing to have a security expert from the IT industry share with us the lessons he has learned from the Apostle of Purest Love, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. So, where did and how did this learning manifest and begin?
I was as ignorant and as ignorant as most of us are before Swami's grace, you know, manifests upon ourselves. And if I look back, I can see that the grace was there all over. Only thing is that, you know, you didn't have the blessings to understand that grace was there. It also needs his blessings for the Maya to lift in front of your eyes.
And for you to see that.
Yeah. You know, that itself requires his blessing.
Yes.
So, I would go back and say when I, you know, some of the streaks which kind of, you know, for a moment lifted that and showed his true form were there in instances. But again, I used to slip back to the Maya. One instance I would say is when I was actually going for the studies, you know, I went after marriage in 4 months, you know, because that was my intention to take that degree from US. But what happened was I had resigned my job. I was going to, you know, I got the visa, everything, which is one of the toughest at New York. I'm talking about 89-90. And at that time, getting, you know, you don't have funds to go to US, so you have to get loan. Right. And I wanted a, you know, at that time a 2 lakh loan. And I know my mother, who's a doctor, you know, pledged the house, whole house, you know, property to send me to the US. But somehow or other, the bank loan will never work out. And obviously, you know, we didn't have cash or anything like that to go. So it went to such a level when at one point of time, it was almost sure that I'm not going to get it. So here I am without a job. I have to go back to a job. And all my aspirations, I've told everyone that I'm going to the US. It's not going to happen. And I kind of had to accept that it's not going to happen. My wife Sudha, her family, you know, they're all very ardent Swami devotees. I was at her house and in-law's house, and I've decided that it's not going to happen, and I've given up. And I was just walking down the stairs, and I said, and in that stairs I thought for a moment that no, it's not going to happen. I have to now go back to another job, you know, probably it's not meant for me. And I looked up, I saw Abhay Hasdam.
Where did you see?
There was a photo.
Okay.
Swami's photo it was, right? And Swami was like
raising,
this,
his palms
with Abhay Hasdam to bless. And when Swami communicates and Swami gives you a message, right, you will know it. And for a moment, something went through me saying that, you know, it's Swami suddenly coming and telling me, don't worry.
Why fear when I'm here?
Yes. You know, it, for a moment, that's all, you know. But I was still that same ignoramus person, so it did not. But for a moment, you know, I remember that feeling which went through me saying that, look, something is going to work. And you would not believe, in the next 1 week, from a position where people said no, I got introduced to somebody who can pull the shots, everything vanished, and there I was, everything was done.
And you had the monies?
I had the loan sanctioned. And I remember the bank manager calling me and telling me, when I went there, he was calling me and telling me, what magic did you do? And I could not tell him anything because I did nothing. So, you know, this was a very clear message and an incident which told me that there is a power above you, but never give up. Trust in that power. Trust in that grace. And things will fall in place. Right? You just have to blindly trust. And for a moment when I saw the Abhay Hasdam and when Swami was blessing, you know, I knew. For a moment I was like not conscious of myself because he was blessing me. I mean, there was a moment of transformation. But again, you know, to continue the transformation, it requires his continued blessings and you have to change yourself. But I wasn't ready for that yet, probably. So the lesson I learned, and when I connect back is when I understand that lesson. If I go back now and connect back my life, even from childhood, because I can recall so many instances, I could see that it was all strung very meaningfully, right? The sutradhar was there. Only thing is that, you know, you didn't have the viveka in Sanskrit, as we call it, right? I don't call it intelligence, the discrimination, you know, viveka is called it. I mean, discrimination is a loose English word. Viveka means much more than that, right? You have to have the, for getting the viveka itself, Swami has to bless you. Otherwise, you don't get the viveka, right? The viveka doesn't come forth for you. I can see that, right? So I go back now, every moment, and I see how Swami had structured the life with a purpose. Two, the moment that he has made me come here and sit in front and narrate my experiences for everyone.
I see.
So the second lesson which I learned, right, is, and I found that message later, but the lesson I learned is, you know, when every other door shuts, right, you know, I saw it in Sai Darshan, you know, come to Sai. Now this is very, very relevant, and I'll quote an incident which actually gets you there. This is, I would say, much more recent. Mm-hmm. Right? I came back, I was working, I got lost in my work, etc. After so many years, I decided to start a business. Right? I was partnering with one firm and I was starting the business, and unfortunately the business did not go well. Right? I lost all my money in that business, got debt, right? To an extent that everything would have gone. I really didn't know how I'll come out of it. And I was like praying. I had to get back to a job. So everything was going wrong, and I wanted to get back to a job. And what happened was, you know, I applied for IBM. And it's not that easy at that time, you know. You're out of corporate life, you have to come back to IBM, and you've passed your normal career. It's not easy to come back, and it was going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if I hadn't had a job, right, I didn't know what I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I remember, and I was in Sai Darshan, I walked in at Bangalore, and I read this message. It came straight on my face. When everything else fails, come to Sai. And I knew that I had the answer. And I have to go back a little bit more to relate to this experience, which is also, you know, how Swami transforms the life. How Swami gets you out of the old life and gives you a new life, right? Because the lesson, this additional lesson, is the most ignorant, falsified, arrogant existence can get transformed with one glance of his. And he does it only the way he can do. Right? So, now I go to an experience which is very, very intense, private, is when I had a very near-death experience. Everything was going wrong. I was once driving back from office to home.
In Bangalore?
In Bangalore.
Do you remember about when?
Around 2008, right? And I came down and I suddenly felt dizzy, my tongue was swirling.
You were driving?
I was driving.
Okay.
Right? And I normally go to an Ayurvedic doctor.
Uh-huh.
So I was near that doctor and I parked my car and I ran inside. I could do all that.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'm not sure. My doctor was not there. There was another lady doctor sitting there. So I said, check me. So she's an Ayurvedic doctor. So she was checking my pressure and she said, there's something wrong. So my family has lots of doctors. My brother-in-law was in Narayana Hrudayalaya, like he was working. So I gave her the number. I said, talk to him and tell him. So I could hear him saying that if this is the sign, get him to hospital right now. So, but I was alone. I was driving. I don't have a driver or anything like that, right? So I was, she told me, you have to go to hospital. I said, let me sit here for some time. And I sat and something told me that I'm a little bit okay. And I just got up and I said, I'm driving home. And when I drove home, I was still feeling bad, and I was thinking that, it was like some stroke will come. So I remember calling her and telling her that I'm not well, I'm coming, take me to hospital. And I was even thinking that how will I write a check? So I was trying to tell her where the money is kept, what you should do, etc., etc. Even imagine how I will write it with my left hand, because if my right hand goes paralytic, nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went home, I was almost swooning. And I remember that she was trying to put me in a car and drive, right?
Your wife?
My wife, yeah.
Sudha.
And I remember, I don't know whether it's Sudha or Meenakshi, one of them put a bit of vibhuti in my mouth before I was going to hospital, right? And I'm pretty sure that I'm going to swoon. I can see it. And somehow she was taking me in the car. It was just 2 minutes after that vibhuti, right? I just got up and told her that I'm okay. I don't think there's anything wrong. So she said, just keep quiet. And she rushed me to hospital. When I went to hospital, we went to emergency. And I myself walked in. I said, I have a very difficult situation. I need to be checked. That assistant looked at me and said, sir, there is nothing wrong with you. You can go to the outpatient and sit. So we were telling, no, this is what the situation is. Then they got worried. They checked me. They could not find anything.
Your BP was normal?
Everything was normal. Absolutely normal. But I made them speak to the doctor who actually checked me and he read the BP reading. They got worried. So they called the senior most doctor. He said, if that was the reading, you shouldn't be here. You wouldn't have come here at all. Because then I speak to all my family, they say that was fatal. You wouldn't have survived it. If that was the real reading...
What was the reading?
I don't remember the reading. The low BP, systolic, diastolic?
Yes.
That 120 by 80?
Yeah.
That 80 went to some 40.
Oh, it fell.
It fell. And that 120 was some 140. Some crazy reading it was. And they say that nobody survives that.
And that pinch of vibhuti did the trick.
It is all that. Vibhuti only. Nothing, because they could not find anything.
Yeah, but this one thing we have to bear in mind that despite your own spiritual journey, your wife has been an ardent devotee from the beginning. So it's her faith also that was coming into play.
Absolutely.
Mm.
So it happened. They said since you had a problem, my cousin brother, who's a doctor, he took me to Narayana Hrudayalaya. He said, I will check completely thoroughly, make sure that you're okay. So I went. All the tests were normal. There was no trace of this happened. So they say if this happened, there would have been a trace. We will find it in the investigation. It is not that it can't vanish. There are some things science cannot explain. And then I decided to go to to see Nadi Jolsya in Tanjavur. It's a connection.
Okay. They read the leaf and read your life leaf. Story, past, present, future.
Yes. The lesson here, before I say that, is, you know, Swami has always said, which I read later, that no grahas will be any more relevant when my anugraha is there.
The stars cannot affect you if you have His grace.
Yes. And I'm a standing example for that.
What did the Nadi say? I'm curious to know.
Yeah, so I had gone to Nadi earlier, very much earlier, right? This time was completely different. And I had done so much work, nothing, you know. And I also see that even though Nadi might be very relevant, it doesn't actually come out very relevant. It needs His grace for you to understand what He wants to tell. Sometimes it will not be correct. So this time I went, and surprisingly, I have not seen it. Everywhere I went, I could see Swami with Abhyahasta. Some photos, something will be there. Direct me, blessing me, telling me. So I knew this time He was the one who was asking me to go there. Because he wanted me to understand something. So I went to Nadi, did all the lessons. He told me about my past life, the sins, you have to do this parihara, that parihara. So I said, okay, I'll do everything, right? And they said, you can do it in any order. So many things you have to do. So we went there. So my uncle, who is a professor, he knows the area very well. He lives in Nagapattinam. He said, we will start going. So he's our mentor. He's like my father. So he was taking me across. And incidentally, the first temple we had to go was a Yama temple. And that was not the first temple we would go. Right? It was some other temple.
God of
Lord
death.
Yama, God of Death. Mm. And it just happened, the patch happened like that. Mm. And surprise of surprises, I was getting to the Archana ticket. Right in Archana counter, the first thing I see is Swami standing there, Swami's photo. Mm. I told my uncle, who is also Swami devotee, by the way. I said, Chitapa Swami. He looked at me and he prayed and he said, I've never seen this in an interior Tamil Nadu temple so far, because he lives in another area. Every car going in front of you would have Swami's picture. Something or the other, right? The shops will show. He was showing His presence all over the place. And the first temple I went was Lord Yama. And I did what I was supposed to do there. I could relate it earlier because Lord Yama had come to take me off. On Swami's instruction, He had left me back. So Swami was instructing me to go and say thanks to Lord Yama. Because, you know, I felt like Markandeya, right? Who hugged Lord Shiva and Yama had to go, right? This time Swami said, Yama came. On my orders, He have gone back. So please go say thanks to Him. Now, this is amazing, right? The lesson is, you know, God can change your fate. So Swami was bringing me back, right? So, and I finished all that, came back. And also how Swami initiates you, you know. Don't worry about, another lesson is, do not worry about your past life. If you surrender to Him 100%, right, you will get a new life. And that will be even the Shiro Likhita, what you call it, right? The writing on the head, your fate will be written by Him. Mm. And He wrote it for me.
That's a very important lesson, because lot of us sometimes carry guilt, regret, remorse about the past. It's best not to dwell on it and just surrender to Swami.
Absolutely. So Swami is, you know, Swami always says this, right? Surrender in fullest. Do not entertain doubt. Bhagavad Gita also says that. Swami says that in a language which we, you know, the Pamaras understand. Right? And I had started surrendering because I knew what was happening. Swami came and one day I was, you know, and Swami always has come to me. I've never had a chance of speaking to Swami in physical form. Okay, and I've been able to have this darshan in physical form multiple times, His blessings. But Swami always has spoken with me. Swami always have, you know, come to me, spoken to me. He comes. Right? You earn for Him, He will come. So, Swami came. And one day I was in the, you know, there are three avasthas that we have. Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti, right? And Sushupti is when you don't dream. And Swami says, when I come, it's not a dream, I come. And all my experiences have always been in Brahma Muhurt, you know. after 2:30 is when Swami
early comes. Hours of the morning.
Early hours of the morning, mm-hmm. right? So, and one of the experiences was that, you know, suddenly I felt somebody was tapping on my head, on my eyes. It was paining. Suddenly I woke up and I could see that Swami was standing behind.
Physically.
Mm. He was standing behind and he was seriously, he was so busy.
Like a pianist playing his
piano. Exactly like that. And
playing
just one hand.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it was so fast.
Oh man, he was just reconfiguring your hard drive.
Completely. And I could not breathe. He was so fast. I said, I know it was Swami. Mm. And Swami was standing right behind. I know Sudha was sleeping this side. I was sleeping this side. And Swami was standing right behind me. And I could see that she has also woken up and she is praying it to Swami.
Sudha, you could see Swami?
But she was there. I know. She was praying to Swami.
Okay.
Right? She was standing and praying to Swami. Looking
standing
at Swami.
Standing or sitting?
Like. No. I don't know. I could see her standing and praying.
Oh, in your vision?
Yes.
Okay.
And Swami is not even looking at her. Swami is not looking at me. Swami is busy.
Right? Playing the keys on your head.
Playing the keys on my head. I said, Swami, I can't breathe. Because I couldn't breathe. Right? When I really say I can't breathe and I knew that my breath was going out, Swami will stop and Swami will do this. Push. So he will regularize my breath.
So he would run his fingers down your...
Down my nose, up to my lungs.
Lungs, okay.
Your two times.
Respiratory
my breathing
areas.
Yes, respiratory areas. My breathing will come back.
Hmm.
Again he will start. He hadn't stopped. No. He hadn't finished. And it was like... And then Swami... This is the loveliest experience, right? And Swami spoke. And Swami speaks in... I'm from Palghat. We speak a specific kind of Tamil.
Hmm.
Okay. Swami spoke in that Tamil. Like, I remember every word.
What did he say? And say it in Tamil first.
Okay.
We must have listeners who will understand.
Oh, there's too many. I mean, you know, I would rather say that in English. It's,
okay,
it's easy for me. Swami said, do you know what all problems you had? I said, yes, Swami. My Mujjanma. Swami said, in Tamil, he said, Sharia catch.
Meaning?
It's all corrected.
Oh.
And he was so commanding at that time.
You could physically hear the voice?
Of course. It's
with
fascinating.
Your two ears. Yeah.
You know, Swami spoke. Sharia catch, which means he's done it. Swami also told me, and I was applying for a job at IBM at that time.
Hmm.
And Swami said, IBM, again, done.
Ooh.
Swami said this, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing Swami said, you go to all temples. You have to go to one more temple. And he speaks so fast, right? Badra Goa is all he said. And he, so, you know, Swami comes to such a level of ours, right? Swami says, ticket, bye. That's all he said, right? Then he said this, and, you know, after saying all this, he walked off, and he walked like this. I remember he walking, and I could see him.
Means he held his hand
like this.
You know
the way Jesus Christ walks.
Uh-huh. So one hand.
One hand on his chest.
On his chest, with his palm facing one side.
Yeah, and his normal other hand was normal.
Hanging down.
Hanging down, and he just went like that,
okay.
And he just went and vanished.
Hmm.
And for a moment, he looked exactly like Jesus Christ to me. Because I've seen some of these movies and etc., right, where they show how Jesus walks.
Mm.
I mean, and...
And you're a Brahmin.
I'm a Brahmin.
Palghat,
right?
Brahmin.
Palghat Ayyar, right?
Mm.
For me, Allah, Jesus, Krishna, everything is Swami.
Mm.
It's all Dattatreya, right? So, Swami was actually showing me also a lesson.
Unity.
That unity, God
all is
one. So, Swami is... You know, because Swami has changed... Ah, then one more thing I forgot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is my loveliest experience. At the end of, before he walked, right, I was like a kid, and Swami, after doing everything, Swami said, all good now. And Swami said, choo, and he went off.
Oh, he held your cheek.
He held my cheek, and that's patting a little kid.
Patted
he did
your
this.
Cheek.
I could also understand.
Like a mom would do to her
absolutely.
Child.
Absolutely. You know what I understand? I have been given a new birth. I'm a new child. Here is the universal mother blessing me to start my new life.
Lucky you. Wow.
And Swami went. So the lesson is, you know, and next And I suddenly woke up. I woke her up and said, "Sudha Swami," because Swami has woken me up into this world. And she said, "What?" And I looked at the time. It was around 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that. In 20 minutes, Swami has done all this. And, you know, I don't know if it's 20 minutes or 5 minutes, right? So, and my eyes were paining. It's all red. Because
all the massaging and all the tapping,
everything I could see. The next morning, I could not actually open my eyes. It took some time because it was paining. How will it pain when I'm sleeping?
I guess it created some new neuron pathways,
possible.
Optic nerves, everything reactivated.
Who
knows what he did there?
I don't know. But it was paining.
He was writing a whole new program.
Yes. So, you know, this is my second birth. You know, in Brahmins, we always say Dujanmas, because when you do the Yajnopavit, it's one Janma, right? This is way beyond that.
This is a second spiritual birth, apart from a physical birth.
Yes. Yeah. So this life now, the life I live, you know, maybe the body is same, it's all Swami's gift. And I could understand that hadn't Swami intervened and poured His grace on me, this Janma, I wouldn't have got corrected. Because that is what Swami, the lesson I learned was, you know, God can unmake and make you back. Because my prayer, I have cried in front of Swami when everything was close, you know. She knows it. I have actually literally went and wept in front of Swami. And, you know, the mother can't stand children weeping, right? He comes running to you. You know, when you weep from your heart, He will come running to you. And, you know, as we speak, I have tears in my eyes because I've experienced it. So what Swami did was, Swami said, you know, this creature, if you can call it that way, right? I was, has no redemption in this life unless I give him a new life. So I end this current life as it is, right? Completely rewire him, give him the same body, and you continue your work in Swami's devotion. To here I am speaking to you. Now He wants me to share this with you. No science can explain this. Now I'll continue the lesson when Swami transforms. Something which was not moving in IBM at all at that time.
And you got the job, by the way, right? Done.
That's also interesting.
Uh-huh.
Right? 6 months I've been trying. And after Swami made this and sent, suddenly, right, I started getting calls from IBM. No, come, do this interview, do that interview, etc., right? It started moving so fast. And they made me join. As you know, when Swami gives you the work, no, He drenches you. He doesn't give you time, right? It was so breathtaking that I had to move so fast to join IBM. And I remember they wanted me to join on the 19th. And 19th, I didn't have time. And I told them I can join only on 20th because 19th, I had to come to Parthi, pray, and Swami was available in physical form at that time. Swami was present in physical form. I have to see the physical form. So I came all the way. So, and 20th, they were actually, you know, the payroll changes. So they can't pay me once I join. They will pay me next 2 days, you know, months together. So remember, but I could join only on 20th. I insisted because without coming here, without Swami's blessing, I mean, Swami would have blessed anywhere, but I have to come here, right? So I wouldn't have joined. I came here. I had the fortune of having Swami's darshan in physical form from a distance, right? But you get the message. Swami is like, "Okay, boy, you've come. Good." I went back, joined on 20th. And incidentally, when I went there, the name was not even in the system. The HR could not even find the name in the system. And some of the senior executives had to call. They figured out, and they said, "Okay, you join." Right? I was cool because, you know, he had decided. The email offer which came to me was signed by someone, and the name was Sai Prasad.
So many signs.
The sign is, so for me, this is a Prasad from Sai.
Yes.
Right.
Indeed.
That's what it is. So I don't do this as a job. Right, it's His rule, I mean, His order. I just perform. Right, things fall in place. It's His grace. Right, okay. All of us have a work to do. I have a job to do. Right, I do it all the time. this is, you know, when Swami decides, I told you the lesson, Swami can unmake and make you again, right?
And sometimes you have to be unmade in order to
absolutely
be remade.
So what you do?
Because we get so conditioned otherwise.
What you do is surrender to Him. Surrender to Him. And every day, consider that as a seva. And more interesting is Swami also, if Swami has decided that, you know, you are going to walk His path, then Swami makes sure that nothing changes. This is a lesson, another lesson. I will tell you. One of my very close friends was my ex-boss. He's 1 month into me joining IBM, right? He changed his job and he wanted me to join him. And again, you know, human beings tempted because I had so much of debt to clear, etc. And I was actually telling her that, you know, probably if I take up that job, I may be able to clear the debt. So he said, you know, you quote your price and I will give you. So it was tempting because I had to clear all my debts and I want to start a new life. She told me that, you know, please don't forget this is Swami given. We have no right to decide. He will decide. I also knew. Right? But for a moment, sometimes, you know, we always fall into ignorance. Swami came again. I remember Swami was in a commanding position. And he just said...
What, in a dream?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't call it dream.
Vision.
I call it the vision that Swami get. He came and said in Tamil, Shrudivani Vashi. It was an order.
Meaning?
There is a magazine called Shrudivani, which we subscribe, which is a magazine by the Brahmin community.
Okay.
From Kerala, Thrissur.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up and I told Sudha the next day that his Swami came and Swami said, Shrudivani Vashi. And we have read that. It is actually the magazine was lying there. And we said, okay, if Swami said, read. So I went through, and I missed that article before, okay? And again, this time I went through because Swami said, and there is suddenly Swami's article I could see. And this is Swami's discourse to Sai students.
Okay.
The significance of continuing in one job.
Wow. So appropriate.
Very. He sees messages. Right? The significance of continuing in one job.
Don't be job hopping for a quick raise all the time.
He has said that.
Hmm.
He said, I don't approve of job hopping.
Hmm.
Message was clear. My friend was so upset with me because he assumed for a matter that, you know, it's just a matter of time, he calls me and I'll come. I said, sorry, I can't come. He said, why? I told him, I can't tell you the reason because people won't understand. I don't want to tell him the reason, right? I said, please spare me. I'm done. So Swami, make sure. See, Swami gives you a chance, right? Now, if I had still decided to go the other way, then it is blasphemy. You know, you are deviating from the path of God. And then you can't go back and cry to God after that because, you know, you will be like Ravan, you know, who was blessed with so much, but then chose the path of Adharma, who had to be punished. Right? So, I go back to epics quite a lot. And there are examples.
You're saying it's blasphemy to disobey what Swami
absolutely
has clearly said.
Absolutely.
I guess sometimes when we make poor choices which are against Swami's will, we try to justify them. But, you know, you could have justified and said, I have debts, I have family responsibility, Swami, I need the money, I'll come back to IBM. But it's rather noble of you to have stuck to his command.
I would say, you know, it's his blessings, rather, right, that he gave me that discretion or viveka to understand what he said, right?
Yeah.
That's important, you know. And I attribute nothing to me.
But I guess your wife was also a good moral radar for you. And
she is, always.
And the fact that you acknowledge it and recognize it is something that's God's grace on you, because many men have spouses who may advise them very well, but it's not always well received.
No, you know, that is also Swami's blessings,
yes,
right? You should start receiving
exactly
the blessings.
After he reprogrammed you, he made
right
sure you were more open to your wife's feedback as well, I guess.
And she does say that. And I don't know from where the money came,
mm-hmm,
how the money came and how the money, I cleared all my debts.
Wow, what a relief, huh?
Nothing. So now I'm very clear, you know, if I want to do something which I ever aspire for my life, I have enough wherewithal to do it. But there is no earning to do any of those things. I mean, you know, the money is for seva. I just believe that he has parked it for some purpose. He will tell me what to do with it. That's all it is. Nothing more. Okay? And remember, Swami has a knack of getting you where he wants you. I told you about the Goa incident.
Badra Goa.
Yeah. Something told me that I forgot about it. Right? Swami has told me one more temple to go. Right? And 2 days later, Sudha comes up, said, "Hey, I had a vision that both of us are going to a Devi temple in Goa." So I then said, "Listen, Swami understood that this idiot is not understanding what I told him, so let me go and tell her. She will tell him.
She's more receptive,
right?" This fellow is still a blockhead.
Uh-huh.
So I went, you know, I immediately said, "Let me search." And I searched, I could not find Badra Goa. But that's all Swami told me, right?
Mm.
I said, "Sat Sai Baba in Goa." Right, Sri Satya Bhai and Goba. He talked about Swami having his appendicitis. You know, all those things come from Google. There also no Badra Goa. So I said, how do I find this? I called my uncle who was an archaeologist. Right, he worked for Archaeological Survey of India. He lives in Mysore. I asked him, you know, do you know about... So he told me about all temples of Goa. He said, no, I still don't know Badra Goa temple. He named the temple. And I could find that one of the temples named was actually that, but it was not Badra, because Swami said in a very cryptic language. Then I did Google saying that Shirdi Sai Baba, Goa. Some connection I did. Then there is something which a devotee has written, that our family deity temple is the Shantadurga temple. In bold letters after, it's a Badra temple, not a Durga temple.
Mm.
I got my answer. That's where Swami wanted me to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I was looking at it. Then, you know, brother Niranjan lives upstairs, Smita's husband, right? So I was telling him his experience. He knows all my experiences. I was telling him that, you know, there is a temple called Shantadurga. He said, "That's our family temple. I'll tell you how to go." So look at Swami connects, and it connected through Swami devotee. Right? Now the interesting part is, I was zero on cash at that time. Right? Swami has said, "Go." And I joined IBM on the 20th, and they told me that you are payroll as, you know, so we'll pay you next month.
Yeah.
So I have to borrow to live for that month. So I was actually thinking of going back to my mother and getting some money to at least survive that month. So it was like, you know, it was like the king Nala, who was like, you know, at one high level, and where he fell down, I was in that level, right? Nothing, everything lost. But I knew it'll all come back. So I said to Sudha that, "Sudha, we don't have money. As soon as we get money, we'll go. Because Swami has ordered us to go." The lesson is, when Swami has ordered you to go, no, Swami will see to it that you go, if you are intending to go. So I was very, very sad that I have no money to go, but then I know Swami will, leave it to Swami, Swami will go. Suddenly I get a call from IBM, from nowhere, saying that, "Can you give your home address? We have to send a DD.
A demand draft?
Demand draft.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Why?" "No, this month's paycheck, the 10 days which you worked,
okay,
we are sending you the paycheck." But I said, so I was actually calling my HR guy. I said, "But it's going to come next 2 months, mm-hmm. you know, 2 months." He said, "Yeah, it should have. I don't know. But if they're sending it, take it."
Mm-hmm.
So I gave my address. And the first 10 days of payment, they couriered the next day. And it was in my, you know, from a guy. So Swami sent that money also. And remember, Swami said, "Buy ticket."
Hmm. Buy ticket, yeah.
So when he says buy ticket, he also decided that I will fund
you. He will also give you the bus fare.
The first thing I did was ran and bought my tickets to Goa. So lesson is, when Swami, you should have unflinching faith. When God tells you, that is gospel. Do not doubt it. You know, Bhagavad Gita says, samshayatma vinashyati. Do not doubt. Have faith. Have unflinching faith, ultimate faith. Everything will fall in place. This is lesson. And I want to actually conclude with one very, very, very recent example, which me and Sudha had. As I told you, you know, Sai Ma, right? And mother can't stand their children crying. We planned a holiday. We went to Mussoorie. It was only planned. So
recently, you said?
Yeah, last May.
So 2013,
yeah.
Summer of 2013.
Yes. And, you know, we earn whenever we go, right? If you don't see Swami, you know, it's like very tiring, right? I mean, it's, you know, life is not complete. And he gives us darshan in some form or the other somewhere. So somebody told us when I went to Mussoorie, it just happened that, you know, somebody told me Rishikesh and Haridwar are close by. You know, so if you want to do it, easy. And we are, you know, obviously, you know, if that is the case, that's our first preference. So we went to Haridwar, then we went to Rishikesh. We were very tired. And Sudha was always telling me, you know, we are not seeing Swami, we are not seeing Swami, we are not seeing Swami. And we also said, I said, listen, we saw Lord Shiva, that Swami, you know, everything is Swami. Swami has given darshan in some other form. So we were so tired, we were wanting to get back to our hotel resort. And the driver said, sab, ek aur mandir hai, sab dekh lijiye. So I looked at him and I said, yaar, itna mandir dekh lijiye, yaar, abhi toh, bahut tired hoon, main thak gaya hoon. He insisted.
One last temple,
yeah.
He said.
He said, dekh lijiye sir. Acha temple, ab dekh lijiye.
Just see one more temple.
So, once he says, I said, okay, let's go. So we went inside. It's again another Shiva temple because all over the place it's Lord Shiva there, right? And Ganga Maya and all that. So we took a circumambulation, production. Come here. And there is, I think, Ganesha or something. I don't remember exactly. Suddenly we sprung up. There was Swami.
Picture of Baba.
Picture of Swami. You know, you don't know, you know, both of us jumped. Swami, the tiredness and all went, vanished. I don't know how. So much energizing was Swami's picture. No, we were like, we are at home. We are with Swami, right? So we came back. We prayed to Swami. We came back. We are so glad that, you know, Swami has heard us and given us that darshan. Come out and there is a shop. And they are having some gemstones and all that stuff. I had no intention to buy anything. So I came out and but somebody standing there said, "Dekhe jao sir." Nahi mujhe kuch khareedna nahi, sab andar aake jao. So I went inside. He was very polite. I went inside. Very, very polite he was. So I went inside. And what I see, and I suddenly looked up and there was Swami's big photo there. So I said, "Swami." So he looked at me. "Ye Swami ka hi ashram hai." I said, "What?" "Ye Swami ka ashram hai.
Satya Sai ashram.
Satya Sai ashram Rishikesh." He said, "Swami had come here." All that, and then they had, so they don't sell. Okay, so they showed me some gemstones and all. They said, this is all, we only take the making charges and as something. This is not market priced. And he said, I don't know what he said. He said, there is one Ekmuk Rudraksh.
Like a one-faced Rudraksh.
One-faced, which is very rare. He said, take it. Pay whatever it is. I said, whatever you tell me, I'll pay. He said, no, it's not a charge. It's Swami's ashram. It's, we only take it as donation, right? So I paid some money, whatever he said. I said, make a bill. You know, he made a bill. You never get genuine Rudraksh. So I took it. I said, Swami's blessing. Swami, you know, Ekmuk Rudraksh, you will never get anywhere. Then somebody else came. And there was a Swami school. So he told me Swami has come here, blessed this place, recharged this place. He was telling me, so Swami devotee. So I told him, you know, I go to Parthi. So he comes to Parthi. He's a Swami devotee, one Rajasthani guy. And he said, so I said, you know, do I have permission to take a look at Swami's school? He said, why not? Come, I'll take you. So he took us. So we looked at the school from a distance, came back, and we saw a tree. I said, what is this? This is a Rudraksha tree, blessed by Swami. Right, and I saw some fruits lying down. I said, what is lying down? These are all fallen fruits. These are real Rudraksh fallen down. If you take the fruit, inside you will be Rudraksh. So I said, can I? Take as many as you want. Believe me, I have gone to Nepal, Pashupatinath temple, everywhere. Rudraksh is not easily available. That too genuine Rudraksh. Here it was, coming from the Rudraksha tree, lying down in from the source, blessed by Swami, with the fruit. And I didn't, you know, I didn't want to pick up so many, but he was like, pick as many as you want and go. I got some 6, you know, it's in my house, very clean, in front of Swami, even the Ragamukh Rudraksh. And after that, Rudraksh has come into the house, right? The energy is completely different because it's given by Swami. So Swami decides what to give when. But please understand, you don't own it. You are a keeper. Nothing more than that. Keep it. So I'm a keeper. for some reason, which only he knows, he said, I'm going to leave this with you. Keep it. So be humble. Always be humble. And that's my prayer. So do not, you know, they say count your blessings, right? I say they are countless. Don't count your blessings. You know, the way Saima comes to you, it's a flood. Right? Take as much as you can. Keep going. He will, you know, the very fact that he decides to use you as an instrument itself is a blessing. Live the blessing. Just do the job what the instrument has to do. Rest he will take care. This is the lesson of my life. So it's a second life. I'm living that life, which is being gifted by him. And that is all dictated by him now. There's nothing beyond. So, the lesson, I want to sign off by saying that, surrender with unflinching faith and do your dharma. Leave the rest to God. God will take care. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram brother, so much to learn from you. Very profound lessons from a man who's been to the brink and back. I think that experience changes everything on its head and gives you a very fresh, realistic, deep, profound perspective. And I've learned a lot listening to you, and I'm reasonably confident our listeners will love this. Thank you so much.
Sai Ram, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Swami's blessings. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
Tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Sai Ram, dear sisters and brothers, you just heard an episode of Learning with Love with Mr. Vaidyanathan Iyer of Bangalore. Hope you found your answers, as did I. Didn't Mr. Iyer have priceless lessons to share? We welcome your thoughts, comments and feedback to this and all other Radio Sai programs. As always, you can reach us by email at listener@radiosai.org. Now, I have lined up another lovely musical treat for you on the other side of this very important reminder that may just save a life. Listen up, please. The 90th year of Bhagwan Baba's divine advent is here. What are you planning to offer at his lotus feet? How about a gift wrapped in red? If you wish to partner with the Sai Healthcare to save a precious life, please take the time to donate blood at the Sri Satya Sai Super Specialty Hospital whenever you are visiting Puttaparthi. The blood bank is open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Every single day, patients undergo life-saving procedures here, and a pint of blood can make all the difference. Let's build a favorable blood inventory. If you're a healthy adult, please donate. For more information, please visit psg.sssihms.org.in. Blood, it's in you to give. Please donate. Sai Ram. Sai Ram, and welcome back to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. Today is the 16th of July 2015, and the time in the ashram right now is 38 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time. We are coming to you live from the Divine Valley of Prashanthi Nilayam. Thank you for your feedback to our various musical offerings that we have been debuting here on Morning Glory to mark the glorious 90th year of Bhagwan's divine advent. If you like these special musical pieces or our ringtone, this is how you can download them and listen to them as often as you like. On our homepage, which is www.radiosai.org, please scroll down to the red color band towards the bottom of the page, in which we have Radio Sai ringtones and wallpapers listed. Click on that and select this option. You will reach a page full of goodies available for free downloads. Please select the second tab, which is marked Special Audios. The treasury of special musical pieces is all there waiting to be enjoyed. Today's special song, Sai Ma Pyari Ma, will also be posted there today itself. By the way, there's another route to access these musical pieces via SoundCloud. So you just go to SoundCloud and there you select Radio Sai. And now, I would like to conclude this morning's show with some musical treats for you from this special treasury that I'm mentioning. So here is Apastamba Sutra for you to enjoy. And it may interest you to know that the violin for this piece has been played by the child prodigy Sai Rakshit from Chennai. Mridangam by a teacher from the Sri Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music in Prashanthi Nilayam, Mr. J. Sai Dutt. Ghatam by Sai Nath of Chennai. And the singer is our very own Ashwath Narayan, who is a research scholar in the Sai University. Please enjoy.
Sagari re sagani saga madamare. Sagari re sagani saga madamare. Sagari re sagani saga madamare. Gama padava gama padama saga pa. Gama ni dani sagani pada gama ni. సూత్రము భారద్వాజస గోత్రము ఆపస్తంభ సూత్రము భారద్వాజస గోత్రము సకల దేవతారూపము రత్నాకర వంశము సాయి బాబను నీవు
గరిగ సామ గామ సామ మాప సాధ బాధ గమనిధ మగరి సగరిగ సమ గమ సమ మమ సధ బాధ రమనిధ
Apastamba Sutramu, 90th birthday audio special, sung by Mr. Ashwat Narayan, a research scholar at the Sai University in Prashanthi Nilayam. The violin for this song was played by child prodigy Sai Rakshit from Chennai. Mridangam by a teacher in the Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music, Mr. J. Sai Dutt. Ghatam by Sai Nath of Chennai. I hope you enjoyed it. Here now are some powerful reminders from Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba for all of us this morning. So please pay attention. Bhagwan says, and I quote him, "Everyone is liable to make mistakes without being aware of it. However bright a fire may be, there will be smoke emanating from it. So also, whatever good a person might do, there will be a minute trace of evil. Make every effort to ensure that the bad or evil is minimized and good is maximized. You may not succeed in the first attempt. Carefully think over the consequences of whatever you do or talk. In whatever way you may want others to honor you, love you or behave with you, in the same way you should first behave with others and love and honor them. Then they will reciprocate. Instead, without honoring or loving others, if you complain that they are not treating you properly, it is a wrong conclusion. Those who advise others about true and good conduct must follow the advice themselves. Then there is no need for advice. Others will simply learn the lesson by example. This is taken from Prema Vahini, chapter 63, and those are the words of Baba. Baba further reminds us, share your joy, your wealth, and your knowledge with others less fortunate. This is the surest means of winning divine grace. Now here's an important message for those of us who live in Puttaparthi or those who visit the ashram regularly. Swami says, and I quote, these are his words, avoid unnecessary and excessive association with all and sundry. People visit Puttaparthi from America, Japan, Germany, Russia and so on, leaving their parents and kith and kin. Why then should you cultivate new relationships? Excuse me. Keep your association with anyone to the barest minimum. Keep your mind pure. There is no need to indulge in chatter. Talk less. Think and work more. Cultivate this habit. Unnecessary association with strangers may have undesirable consequences. To join bad company and come to grief is a self-wrought calamity. Genuine spiritual aspirants should be particularly careful in eschewing bad company. They should create an environment conducive to their spiritual progress and mental peace. This is the only thing Swami wants. Do not waste time. Do not give room for useless thoughts. Taken from a divine discourse delivered by Bhagwan Baba on his birthday, that is 23rd of November in the year 1997. And of course, finally he says, true devotees of God should not attach any importance to differences of religion, nationality, caste or sect. Satya Sai Baba, unquote. Now, with that thought, I leave you till we meet next Thursday, dear brothers and sisters. And of course, once again, we'd like to wish all our Muslim brothers and sisters around the world Eid Mubarak in advance, because Eid falls either tomorrow or day after, depending on the sighting of the moon. And we wish everybody Swami's choicest blessings. May He guide and guard us, bless and protect all the beings in all the worlds. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Here is Guru Mahima. Gao for your enjoyment.
राम है स्वनाम धन राम धन्य राम राम को प्रणाम राम नाम को प्रणाम राम भजन कर मन राम भजन कर मन राम भजन कर मन राम भजन कर मन ओ मन रे कर तू ओ मन रे कर तू राम भजन राम भजन कर मन राम भजन कर मन सब मेरा राम में है सब तुलसी के प्रभु नानक के रब तुलसी के प्रभु नानक के रब राम रमैया घट घट वासी राम रमैया घट घट वासी सत्य कबीर वचन राम भजन कर मन राम भजन कर मन ओ मन रे कर तू ओ मन रे कर तू राम भजन राम भजन कर मन राम भजन कर मन
श्री राम जय राम जय जय रामा श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम